This retreat has greatly reinforced my gratitude for this birth and for my ability to practice the Dhamma. Especially as I am aging, I feel more of an urgency to awaken. Unfortunately, I live in a small town on the central coast, and there are no Buddhist centers within hundreds of miles. How can I continue to deepen my practice in the absence of a living teacher? I think one of the great benefits of, say, the modern age, modern technology, is the amount of Dhamma that's available online, both in terms of there's tons of YouTube videos one can watch. I don't think I've got lots in the Thai language on YouTube. I don't think there's anything in English. There are lots of other teachers, Ajahn Jayasaro, Ajahn Brahm, Ajahn Sumedho, I assume. I don't look for these things. There's got to be lots and on video, audio. There's so much audio available. Say Forest Sangha Publications is our own community that has a lot of audio of all the various teachers, as well as written publications. So there's lots of books that can be either requested from different places, from Baigiri. We do book mailing. Here's our couple of book mailers here. Ing and Hisayo come every second week and do book mailing. Or they're online, they're EPUB, Mobi, PDFs, so that things to be that could be read. So there's lots of material available, and I think one of the things that also like a Baigiri website, usually the whatever Dhamma talks are given. Within 24 hours, they're up online. And then sometimes knowing the monastic schedule, sometimes plugging in to the, you know that chanting meditation's taking place at 7 o'clock at the monastery, in the evening or in the morning, and synchronize your routine with that, knowing that it's the monastery is keeping this rhythm going in its life, and plugging in with that. So there's many ways of plugging in from a distance, and I'm sure there's all sorts of other things. I mean, there's meditation groups that meditate together, like cyber, in cyberspace. I mean, it's just synchronizing. So it's something that there used to be a group that did the lunar observances, kind of scattered around the country and check in with each other at 9 o'clock at night, check in again at midnight, and what's happening, check in again later at night through doing the lunar observances. And so that there are many, many ways of doing it. That's the benefits of the modern technology.